On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us. Coming up, as students settle in for the new school year, a conversation with a Baltimore City public school teacher about his work with the Algebra Project. But first, just in time for football season, the Olney Theater Center is presenting a play called Colossal, about a college football player whose career is sidelined. Theater critic J. Wynn Russick was in the stands last week, and she brings us this review.
I'm not going to give in to the temptation to use a lot of sports metaphors to talk about Colossal, Olney Theater Center's dynamic world premiere set on and off the college football field. What playwright Andrew Hinderaker has done is too creative, distinctive, nuanced, and yes, even elegant, to be limited by cliches of sports jargon. The conflicting worlds that the Chicago-based playwright explores are evident as soon as you enter Olney's intimate black box theater. At one end of the playing space, there's a row of gym lockers. At the other end, there's a mirror and a ballet bar. But what strikes you most immediately is the grunting, pounding football practice taking place between these walls, with the pace set by a whistle-blowing coach and a loud, recorded drum corps. Then you notice a modern dancer also warming up and wending his way through the charged players. Finally, there's the scoreboard overhead. Like a football game, Colossal takes place in 4 15-minute quarters, counted down on the scoreboard. The structure is ingenious. The practice ends, the first quarter begins, and suddenly, the action freezes. A man enters in a wheelchair holding a remote control. This is the protagonist, Mike, intensely played by Michael Patrick Thornton, for whom the part was written. A former college star, Mike watches and rewatches the tape that shows him sustaining his career-ending, life-altering injury. Colossal offers a devastating, inescapable commentary on the dangers football players face. The young, still able-bodied Mike, played by an outstanding, gutsy Joseph Carlson, lists just some of his scrapes while he ices down a teammate.
Dislocated shoulder, broken pinky, 6 bruises, and a stinger. Are you bragging? So I'm just saying, you should be icing me down.
But Colossal is as much about emotional injuries as physical ones. Mike is a gay athlete in love with a closeted teammate. Mike's father is an acclaimed modern dancer. He groomed his son for the same artistic career, as Thornton's older Mike explains to his physical therapist, played by James Whalen.
Well, your father must have loved it when he started playing football.
Only son in the history of the United States to disappoint his dad by choosing football over dance.
You're like the anti-Billy Elliot.
No football game would be complete without a halftime show. In Colossal, the halftime show is a dance performed by football players and led by Mike's father, who's portrayed with deeply expressive movement by Steve Ochoa. As the athletes, and then young Mike and his dad, execute leaps and lifts, they reinforce the connection between sport and art, father and son. The muscular choreography is by Christopher D'Amboise, a former principal dancer with the New York City Ballet, combined with fight choreography by Ben Kunis. The direction by Will Davis, himself a former dancer and choreographer, navigates and unifies the play's many varied paths. Colossal is part of the National New Play Network and will have subsequent rolling world premieres in Minneapolis, Dallas, and New Orleans. The new plays that have come here through this network have been some of the most vibrant, exciting work Olney has produced. There are still things to be worked out in Colossal. Why, for example, is a score, 14-7, posted on the scoreboard at the end? And, in some of the scenes between Mike and his older self, the interaction with the other characters isn't always clear. But most of this innovative, skillfully crafted play is already in place. Furthermore, Colossal comes at a time when football is under intense scrutiny from several quarters. Playwright Hinderaker deftly weaves themes of familial and romantic love together with physical and emotional courage, defiance, and pride. The result is a brave, fresh, tenacious look at America's most impassioned sport.
Theater critic J. Wynn Russick shares her passion for theater every Monday morning here on Maryland Morning. Colossal is at the only theater center until September 28th. For more information, come to wipr.org/Maryland Morning.